Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Each month, contributor and cellist Robert Cohen joins us to talk about the life of a professional classical musician.
Well, this month, Robert takes a break from preparing for a monumental musical marathon, performing all six of Johann Sebastian Bach's suites for unaccompanied cello in one evening. Hello, Robert. It is always wonderful to hear you, if not see you. How are you doing?
Very well. I'm sorry I'm not seeing you as well.
I know. It's always so much fun when you're actually in the studio. But the magic of technology allows us to continue our conversations. And I wanted to actually go back to the beginning of this segment, and every segment that we've done, I think from the beginning, is that particular piece of music that you perform. It is one of the Bach suites for unaccompanied cello. And it's part of the cello repertoire that it's huge, it's monumental. It is just one of those sets of pieces that is just so magnificent and I imagine so difficult.
Yes, and you know, and so profoundly important to all cellists, and even, you know, to me when I really first discovered them as a child, and my teacher William Pleath introduced them to me in a way that I understood what an incredible challenge they would be and how spiritual they were and inspiring. And I was really hooked even from the age of 10 on how I could manage to play Bach suites, because it's a mountain to climb, really, to play these six suites. And it is a journey. I mean, each suite is kind of further up the hill, and the sixth suite is really extraordinarily complex and fiendishly difficult to play. And each suite has six movements, a prelude to start with, and then five movements which are based on Baroque dance ideas. But somehow what Bach did was to write, I think, music which described the key of each suite. So the first suite in G major is an open and beautiful, calm key. And everybody knows this suite when they hear it. It appeals to us in a very natural way. He moves to the next suite in a different key, and throughout the suites he sort of explains so much about the key and therefore something about how the key creates character and mood, and almost like a person. Each suite is almost like an individual. And at the same time, you know, this single instrument playing the music for a choir, he's writing four parts all the time. The line you play is a little bit from the soprano, then a little bit from the bass, then switching over to the alto. So you're playing the music that would be written for a choir, but just on the cello. And that's an incredible challenge and incredibly complex to understand in some ways as you're learning it. And I knew as I was learning as a young person that this was going to be a lifelong adventure. And it certainly has been amazing.
It is amazing to listen to, and the journey that we, the audience, go through with you is a profound one also. And I hadn't thought of it in terms of each suite being like a person, but it really is like that. And you get to know who this person is. And of course, they're all Bach. You know, it's I always think of it as they're all pieces of him that he put in these suites. And so you're getting to know a different aspect of him through each suite.
And there's, I think, of course, with Bach, you're dealing with the, you know, the master of all masters of structure and architecture. And that structure of each movement and each suite is so extraordinary, but it gives you this boundless freedom within it to feel intense emotions, the purity and the majesty of the music, the simplicity and the complexity all the time. You know, there's nothing that which has this power for cello that the six suites have. And sometimes when I'm programming them, I choose the character of the suite that I want to go into the program with other pieces of music. But it's always amazing to play a whole program of Bach suites. And in fact, even more than that, to play all of the Bach suites in a sort of marathon evening, which is 3.5 hours of non-stop playing. And that is an extraordinary experience. And it's one that I'm about to embark on, actually. You know, I haven't done it so many times in my life, but if actually the first time I decided to do it was because my wife was running the London Marathon and she was preparing for that. And she was going to raise money for a children's charity. And I decided that really I should do my bit as well and support the charity with a kind of musical marathon. And so I decided, okay, I'm going to play all six suites in one very extended concert. And it was an extraordinary experience and enormously demanding for concentration, for my stamina and physical endurance, actually. And probably most of all, the kind of emotional strength to deal with so much all at once. Six suites are almost like, you feel almost like you're explaining Bach's entire life. And yet, actually, it was all written in within about 5 years in his middle age. But that's 300 years ago. We're at the anniversary of this monumental creation. And nothing until the 20th century was written for cello that had any significance compared to this.
Do you think he intended for the six suites to be performed in a marathon like that?
That's a very good question. I have no idea. But if you think about the St. Matthew Passion, for instance, that's however long it is, 3 hours long. So he was obviously used to writing things which were monumental in that way and which did take an enormous amount of time. So who knows? I mean, it was only that cellists discovering it very much later on, Pablo Casals being the kind of really the most important person to bring them to the world's notice in, you know, in the 20th century. He started to play them and then they started to get recorded. And the recordings, I think people find when they listen to the Bach suites that they are so human and so moving that I've often had, to be quite honest, Bonnie, I've had people write to me telling me what my recording of Bach suites has done for them, where they were lying in hospital or they chose them for some very specific reason. They used them to recover from some awful incident or from somebody dying or just as literally as something that uplifts them on a daily basis. And you can understand that. I think they do have an amazing impact.
Thank you.
Again, I keep using the word profound because I find them profoundly moving. And you mentioned earlier on, you know, the fact that they are spiritual, because I always think of that with Bach, too, because his faith was so strong and everything that he wrote was in service to that. And I always think that there's some sort of ache in his music, a longing.
And, you know, when he wrote the cello suites, this was his first time away from writing for the church. He was writing for the royal court. He no longer needed to write music for religious ceremonies and so on. So he was actually free to write non-religious music. And these suites came out of that period, as do the violin solo sonatas and things. So the spirituality is probably quite different from the period before. And yet, as you say, there is something which is timeless. And when you hear, for instance, the Sarabande, which is the kind of most heartfelt, deeply moving movement from the fifth suite in C minor, which is a tragic key and a tragic character. When you hear that movement, which I sometimes play as an encore after, maybe after a concerto or in a recital, it is so timeless that very often people who haven't heard it before will come and say, did somebody just write that? Is that a new piece? You know, who's it written by? They can't quite believe you can tell them, no, that was Johann Sebastian Bach and it was written 300 years ago. It is that timeless and that extraordinary and modern and inventive. And even just the movement from one note to another is breathtaking. And of course, we know that about Bach, but when you experience it like that, it just blows you away.
So what is the reason you are embarking on the marathon this time?
Well, I was invited to do it, knowing that it was around the 300th anniversary of his suites. And, you know, the subject came up and we were discussing Bach. And I thought, yes, I should do it again. It's just an experience that you never really forget. I guess the same as running a marathon. You will never forget what you've had to go through. And the preparation for it is also really extraordinary, because you're having to remind yourself how to stay focused in this kind of way of concentrating of this entire Bach world, and how to stay in it every split second for the entire 3.5 hours. Because if you don't stay in that mode, you can get lost so easily, because, as I said, it's like playing music for a choir, but you're on your own. So you're having to jump from one part to another, and without the real concentration, without the real sense of where you are all the time, you can literally just turn left instead of turn right and end up crashing badly and being out of the mood. And so the training for that sort of concentration every day, working really carefully with the music, physically, even thinking about how you're going to manage. Nobody's throwing you a cup of water every few minutes as you go by to help you. You're just absorbed totally. And there's no other time that you play for so long. I mean, not when you're the only voice. You are literally the only voice. And so psychologically and musically and physically, you have to be so attuned. You have to be tuned in, and you have to have that kind of stamina and endurance and the emotional strength to go through it. And also your audience has to be, you know, absorbed in it the whole time as well. But, you know, we, as we've been saying, that shouldn't be the problem. I mean, the audience gets involved in this music so easily, despite how complex and profound it is. It speaks so clearly.
Well, Robert Cohen, as always, it is such a pleasure to talk with you. Best of luck with everything, and we will talk next month.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. Lovely to talk to you.
Contributor Robert Cohen talks about the life of a professional touring classical musician each month on our On That Note segment. You can listen back to past episodes at WUWM.com.